I have a little word and a little topic today, something the Holy Spirit put on my heart. I want to share with you guys. Let's bow our heads. Let me pray really quick. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for today, Lord. Thank you for every person here, for every person hearing this. I just ask that your presence is on this, that you're the one that releases this word into their hearts and into their lives, Lord, into their families. I just ask that your presence leads them personally and guides them, Lord, that it's you and them, their journey with you, Lord. I just ask that I'm just a vessel releasing your word and what you're speaking in a time such as right now. Amen. So I really felt when I was prepping for this, I really felt like there's just going to be a few hearts that are going to really get a deposit and release of what I'm going to be talking about. People that are really hungry. We live in a very unique time and a transition even for our house. So this word is going to be something that's going to challenge you, but I also wanted to provoke you guys. I want to go into the Word of God and see what God says about being a Christian and being His follower, what it looks like. I'm hungry. I'm hungry to see what Holy Spirit has prepared for us. And there is a certain level of standards that we have to walk and live accordingly in the closed doors in order to get there. It's not just talking. It's actually living out exactly what His Word says. So I'm personally hungry to see where God has taken us together, because this is everything I'm doing here is for all of us and for me. It's a blessing for you and it's a blessing for me. So few months back, actually, Holy Spirit impressed this very heavily on my heart that I was thinking about this week after week after week, you know. It's like our church is a forerunning church. We like the deep stuff, you know, get into the presence, get into the thickness of everything that God has, right? The supernatural and stuff. But I really felt like Holy Spirit saying to step couple steps back into the basics. This is why I kind of been talking about, you know, humility and purity of heart and fear of the Lord, because I feel like for Christians, that's really the basics. And the stuff that I'm going to be talking about today is kind of the basics as well. But yet I feel that's where our deepness and our next level is going to be when we start walking these basics. My topic today that I named is going to be two types of Christians. I want to talk about a Sunday-going Christian, and I want to be talking about a disciple and a follower of Jesus Christ, what the two look like, because we have a lot of Sunday-going Christians, and kind of Tommy was mentioning some of this stuff in his prayer. A lot of people are walking in circles. They're always walking in circles. And for me to work with certain people and you know, kind of guide certain people and advise and stuff, and I'm like, a year goes by and people are walking in the same circle over and over. The circles are different, but they are a circle. Years later, people, there is no progression in their growth with Jesus. There is no progression in going deeper with Him and maturing spiritually. And this goes back to this. People don't take receiving Jesus Christ into your life seriously. They just think it's again, rituals, just going to Sundays on church. And I know we're talking to our forerunning spiritual church, but again, I feel like some of the stuff that I'm going to be releasing, some of you really need it, because I'm hungry for us to go into the depths of God together and to see His kingdom manifested, because we're in a season right now of building His kingdom. We're not fighting no religion. We're not fighting each other. We're uniting together, and we're going to build His kingdom. And so God is activating sons and daughters right now to truly take their rightful place as a body in Him, in this house. There is a reason why we got so blessed with this building and spiritually the inheritance that we carry. It's huge. At this point for us, it's just taking it and running with it. So the question I want to ask you today, and again, this is for you to answer to yourself, analyze your heart. Are you a Sunday-going Christian, or are you a true follower of Jesus Christ? Are you a true disciple of His? Because as far as being His disciples or His disciple, that means you're 100% in. Like, the difference between a Sunday-going Christian and the difference between a disciple is that on Sundays, people come for different reasons, right? Either to satisfy their consciousness or satisfy their wife or be there for kids, or the reasons are all kinds of wrong. When it comes to being a disciple and follower of Jesus Christ, it's about truly loving him with all of your heart. Day in, day out, Monday through Sunday, you love him. And every day, everything that you do, you are all in. You abide in him because he's what? He's the tree and we're the branches, right? He's the vine and we're the branches. He's the true source of life. So I want to start out with reading Matthew 16, 24 and 25. Matthew 16, 24, 25. So in verse 24, it says, then Jesus said to his disciples, I'm going to be cutting the lines today, really black and white of what it looks like from the words of Jesus himself. 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you want to be my followers, you must give up your own life, take up your cross and follow me. Verse 25, if you try to hang to your own life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will find it. To me, this is really beautiful because people are afraid to surrender their ways and their lives to God. But it literally looks exactly how it sounds. When you surrender your heart to him, when you trust him with everything, when you obey Monday through Sunday in your walk with him, you find your true life. To me, this mystery is really like, I walked it. I know what it looks like on one end of it, and I know what it looks like on the other side of it. That's why now walking in obedience and trusting the Father, it's the most amazing thing you can have and live as a Christian, because you don't know what's going to happen every day. You don't know how he's going to manifest, who's going to get blessed, or how his kingdom is going to come on this earth. So following him, you're 100% in. You learn. The first thing the disciples did when Jesus was walking and he invited his disciples, the first thing they did, they dropped everything and they followed him. To me, this is kind of insane because it's like, it brings clarity because the disciples, right? The New Testament disciples, they're our example how to live our lives right now. They dropped everything. Some of them like dropped their families, their fishing nets, their businesses. They took everything and they followed Jesus. It's like that to me that says they're 100% in. There is no backup. Right now with Sunday going church people, it's like a lot of them struggle to surrender parts of their heart to God. And they go back on running in these vicious circles again and again and kind of like, you know, what's happening when you're in these circles? The enemy is stealing your time. To me, this is the most painful thing because you have a certain amount of time that is given to you when you come on this earth, and you have to manage it very diligently with a lot of wisdom, being very intentional on everything that you do. The enemy, he knows how to kill, steal, and destroy your time, you know, your emotional state, like your spiritual inheritance. He's after you in every way he possibly can. So to me, it hurts people. Like, I love when people learn mistakes, but I hate when it comes at a very high price. Like, you could have done made the right choice 10 years back, and you could have progressed so much more in him as truly following him. So what I'm doing here is I really want to draw these boundaries really clear. It's like God says, give me everything you are and everything you have, like 100%. Surrender your self-centeredness, surrender yourself, self-ambition. Like our culture in America, we are super self-centered. It's crazy. Everything's around us. Everything's always around us, around our comfort, around our family, around everything. Being a follower of Jesus, that's not like all of that needs to be laid down at the altar at his feet. He wants all of your heart. And the amazing thing is when people hold on to their stuff, they think it's theirs. But when you take off your control off of your life and your heart's desires and the things that you have and you give to him, he brings so much more to your life. Like, he blesses you with so much more than you could ever think. So right there, what we just read in Matthew, denying yourself means losing your life completely for his sake. Practically, what it looks like is attaching your soul and clinging to him. I really, when I was thinking about this is really what it looks like practically. You take your business life, you take your family life, you take your church life, you take every area of your heart, right? And you put it on the altar, you put it to him, you trust it all to him. And he has to be your top priority over all the areas of your life. When he has the first saying in that, he has dominion and reign, and he can bless you in that area. It's really good, because like I surrender a lot, almost actually all of them, I think. Maybe if I do have some areas of my heart that I haven't surrendered, it's still yet to come. Because from level to level, as we go from glory to glory, sometimes there are new things that pop up that you have to put on the altar, you know? But journeying with Jesus, it's so amazing, because you step out of your control, meaning that controlling your life, and he starts controlling your life. And then it becomes next level, because then eternity starts flowing through you. And the blessings that come out of your life, it's completely out of your control. So what God is saying, let me not go too far. So when it comes to salvation, right? Salvation is given to us for free. Like, it's a gift. Jesus paid the price. We take it and we run with it. Nothing we can add, nothing we can do with it. And that's, you know, when you go to church and you believe in Jesus, you have salvation, like, good for you. But as far as being a disciple of Jesus Christ, and that's where his most inner heart is for us, he calls us to be his disciple and his follower. That means it's going to cost you everything to be his follower and his disciple. Literally, it's going to cost you everything. There is no less. He's not going to take anything less than everything. And I know we know this, but I feel like for a lot of us, we know this, but we need to walk it out. Because when you start walking it out, the fruit is going to show the reality of what your heart really has. Does that make sense? Yeah. The fruit says it all, who you are on the inside. So when it comes to following Jesus Christ and being one of the things, when I fully surrendered, right, in the process where I was remembering God was keeping me in this cocoon, he was training me, he was teaching me, and one of the things that really bugged me the most was that I have so much in me that you put on daily basis, but I didn't have the opportunity to release all of them. And so I was in this isolation for about 8 years to 10 years, right? And I couldn't, there was no ministry for me. There was not, like, God was just keeping me protected in this one room that there's just me and him, abiding in him, learning identity, like destiny, seeing everything that he has prepped for me. But it's like there was no way to release all of that. But when the seasons changed for me, and this is one of the things that bugged me the most, was that I felt like I was barren. I felt like I was fruitless, right? Because when I was reading God's word, you see it everywhere. Like, there is fruit. If there is eternity, if there is Jesus, if there is born again, there is just fruit that like manifests from you. And so when God opened up the door, this is one of the things that kind of started springing out from me, is me becoming fruitful. When you are a Sunday-going Christian, life is so centered against you that you are really fruitful to your own self and to your own family. When you are a follower of Jesus, that's where eternal fruits start popping into your life. Things that is beyond you and things that are out of your control, if that makes sense. Fruit that is going to be from generation to generation. This right here, this is worth it. If you really understand what I'm saying, having eternal fruit and being fruitful spiritually, this is the most beautiful thing to me. How do you produce this lasting and eternal fruit? By abiding in him. He is your everyday top priority. When he is your tree of life and you are his branches, that's where all the fruit flows from. That's through his presence and his works. And like, literally, it's all from him flowing. He's the resource for your everyday living and for your everyday need. And that's beautiful. Unless you start abiding in him, that's where you're not going to see the resources of heaven manifest and you're going to strive on your own strength. You're going to have to provide for yourself. When you're connected to Him, He already knows your every single day. He knows exactly what you need on Monday. He knows exactly what you need on Saturday. He knows exactly what you need in every situation. When you're connected to Him, He takes care of you. He literally takes care of you in every way. To me, it mind boggles me because the most little details of life, that's what hits me the most. When He looks at you, He knows, like sometimes you pray about certain things and sometimes you don't, but He sees the desires of your heart and He just gives them to you. Like He always shows of His caring, the how much He cares for you, how much He loves you, and how much like you're His. But it's about trusting Him, abiding in Him, obeying Him, like literally the three biggest components that us as humans, we struggle probably the most. Losing like our control and letting Him control everything that we are. So let's read John. John 15 from 4 to 8. John 15, 4, 8. Verse 4, remain in me and I will remain in you. A branch cannot bear fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you cannot do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile and to be burned. Verse 7. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. And this is probably one of my faves right here. Verse 8. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. You know, I'm in a season right now where bringing pleasure and glory to the Father is probably one of the most satisfying things that I found in life. Truly and genuinely. It's not about anything else. It's about knowing who you are, being in the right place. And doesn't matter, life, death, anything that happens, you know, on your daily basis, you satisfy the Father, your Creator. Do you guys like, does that sound good or what? Come on. Give Him glory. And this is exactly what Jesus, like His standards are for us, right? When we abide in Him, we can bring fruit. When we bring fruit, we give Him glory. Like, it's so simple when you start thinking about it. And so when you're a Sunday going Christian, it's very hard to produce fruit and be fruitful because your Sunday life is over when Monday starts. If you don't walk in obedience to Him Monday, you know, if you're not a follower, like when it comes to, if you guys ever search history, when it comes to disciples from the history, and I don't know if it's like that right now in Hebrew culture, but from back in the day, years back when I was doing a lot of Hebrew or Jewish studying, it's like when a disciple goes under a teacher, he's completely devoted to his theology, to his way of life. Everything that that rabbi is, pretty much that disciple has to be as well. So if he believed in other theologies or other ways, he literally has to like kind of renounce that and submit to his teacher that is currently under him. So when Jesus is speaking about literally following Him, like black and white, if you want, you have to leave. And we'll see more verses right now, how sharp and how like rough He is by saying this. But He doesn't want us to be like just regular Christians that carry the title of being a Christian, right? He wants us to truly be His sons, His daughters that know who they are, that are obedient and yielded to Him, and that truly produce heavenly fruit on this earth and now, because that's what it's all about, like being fruitful. This is kind of scary what we just read. Every like branch that does not produce fruit that is cut out and then is thrown into fire. That's real. Like, when Jesus is saying that, that stuff is real. For me personally, that's scary. I'm like, Lord, do whatever you have to make me, like, fruitful. Let me start popping fruit left and right, you know? Because for eternity, man, I want to be safe. If you guys noticed, if Jesus is real for you and you're doing life with him, if you guys ever notice, his standards are super high for us. Like, to some people, that actually kind of like bugs them. They can't keep up with it. But when we have Holy Spirit on the inside of us, all of that is possible. When you abide to him, he builds you brick by brick. He takes out of you everything that doesn't belong to you, brick by brick. He literally leads you and guides you day in and day out. And all of that is actually possible. Like, knowing how much my life transformed when I look back, he's so good because he's a true builder. He knows how to build this earth. He knows how to build each and every one of us inside out. And so abiding in him and trusting him is really all we can do, because he provided everything else and he provides on a daily basis. So really, I want to encourage people that hear me right now. If you are in a place in the limbo, right? If you are just going from circle to circle, I just want to encourage you, lose your life, man. Because what you're going to win in him and what you're going to get deposited is way more than you can ever pray, you can ever work. Like, things that he blesses you with, you don't work for. You really don't work for, and somebody works hard for that. When you have control over your life, you have to grind and work for it. And sometimes that's many, many years of grinding, where when he blesses you and he puts you in the right places with the right opportunities, you're just blessed and you're just happy because you're his kid. So don't waste your time. If you have this burning in your heart, if you really know that you're called for something more, I knew that there is something more in my life since I was 14. And when I was 14, that's about the same time I was hitting that street life and all the bumps in my life. And yet the whole time the enemy tried to destroy me and I was in the wrong place doing the wrong stuff, I always deep in my heart knew that there is something bigger in my life and that that's not who I am. And I know a lot of you, they know exactly, like, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So don't waste your time. Go after him and go after him hard. It's a matter of just literally taking day in and day out and just trusting him, yielding to him, and obeying him. Come on. When it comes to kingdom, the cool thing about kingdom is everything is transparent. We struggle with this on this earth. We think everything we work for, we gain, it's ours. In the kingdom, everything that's his is yours and everything that's yours is his. And this is where God wants us to start living eternally on this earth, trusting him that whatever he gives you, it's not yours, it's his. And when he asks you to let go, you're actually able to obey and let go of him. In other words, you love him more than you love the things that he gives you. You love him more than the people that are around you. Yeah. Huh, to my point. Let's read Luke 14, 25 through 27. And then 33 to 35. So, verse 25. A large crowd was following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, "If you want to be my disciple, you must, by comparison, hate everyone else, your father, your mother, your wife, and your kids, your brothers and sisters, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. And if you do not carry out your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple." Verse 33. So you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own. And then he gives an example. Verse 34. Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again. Verse 35. Flavorless salt is good neither for soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown away. Anyone who with ears to hear should listen and understand. So literally, God is giving all of these like black and white examples, right? They sound so rough, man. That sounds rough. What do you mean hate your mom and your dad? You know, that's like unreal. But he's saying by comparison, because when God looks at your life, he looks at your heart. He doesn't look at how much money you got, what you did, how much popularity you gained, or he doesn't look at none of that. He looks at your heart. Why he looks at your heart? Because out of your heart flows the whole life. Everything flows out of that, right? So he wants us to be attached more to him than to your parents. He wants us to be more attached to him than to your friends, than to your job, than to everything that you have as a blessing. He is number one in your heart. Because when he's looking at your heart and your life, that's exactly what he's searching for. And the crazy thing is that I had to be broken in quite a bit of different places to understand this, because every single time I would start cherishing the blessing and holding dear to my heart, God would have to take it away and cut it away, until I literally matured and learned that there is nothing on this earth that you have to really cling yourself to and attach yourself to. It's him. He's the one that you are 100% into. This is, again, practically this looks so much different than verbally, because it takes time. It takes time for us to be tested, tried, and proven, and come out on the other side knowing that you love him and that's as genuine for you. You know, it's very crazy. Like when it comes to salt not being salty, he's talking about Sunday going church people. Like God wants us to be fruitful, but he wants us to be fruitful because we're obedient to him. When you're just playing church, like there is no fruit on your life. It's a bit a heavy topic, but it's a topic that, like, literally, where are we going? I feel like God wants us all in as a family, as a church, completely united, completely on the same page, and just yielded to him in obedience. Because he's near. Whatever this next wave of revival and whatever is coming our way, this is real. God is after all of our hearts, your heart individually, and he will take nothing less. Literally, all of it, nothing less. Matthew 4:19-22. Jesus called out to them, "Come follow me." This is an example of how our daily life should look like. "Come and follow me. I will show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and followed him. A little further up the shore, he saw two other brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father, Zebedee, repairing their nets. And he called to them and said, "Come too." They immediately followed him, leaving the boat and their father. Everywhere in the Gospels, if you're reading about the idea that I'm trying to relate to you, being a follower of Jesus and disciple, everywhere in the Gospels, it says the same thing over and over and over again. Come and follow me, deny yourself, take on the cross, and fully surrender all of your ways. This is so good because I feel like some of this I figured out, and my life became fruitful, and it's really worth living as a Christian. But a lot of Christians, they're still stuck in the circles that are just funny. Like, it's time-wasting places that it is so sad to see, that I'm really hungry to see everybody kind of just make Jesus your priority and make him real. One of the things that have been motivating me a lot is, you know, when Jesus was walking and probably for this, it's like one of the things that probably this came from me. Yes, I heard he wanted me to speak about this, but some of the stuff I see young people dealing with, it's literally looping circle after circle after circle. But one of the things I go back to realizing, there is not enough discipleship happening and there is not enough moms and pops happening for them to be able to look up to and go under somebody's wing, for them to teach them, lead them, and guide them. Where on the other side, like even in our house, we have quite a bit of people that are mature enough to, you already know how to be his disciple. Now you are in a place in time, and if he's speaking to you right now, take it. If you're in a place in time right now, you're ready to be somebody else's disciple. Like literally, don't ignore his voice, because that's where your breakthrough is at and that's where your next level is at. A lot of people, you know, they come to church and with media and so much like spiritual knowledge out there, there's like, they're not satisfied with church, right? They're not satisfied with preachers. They're not satisfied. It's like, we already heard everything. We already seen everything. What else is there to see and hear, right? That means you're in a place to truly step out and start loving on other people. You're in a place to truly be obedient to him, because I'm sure if you're not satisfied, he already started speaking to you. Like, you know everything you need to be able to be a blessing to somebody else. When Jesus was walking on this earth, and one of the things that for a while I prayed about is to have compassion like he had compassion on people. When he walked on this earth, he seen multitude, and it says in the Bible that he had compassion, and he had compassion for people because they were confused and they were without a shepherd. And this is, you know, to me, if you abide in him, if you're connected with him, right? He's the vine and you're the branches. You start picking up on his heart's desires. You start picking up on what is in his heart and what is in pain. You start picking up on his heart that he wants to bring to this earth. He wants to manifest through you. You start picking up on things that are supernatural. How many of you, raise of hands, how many of you guys ever experienced that? You're in prayer and next thing you know, you start experiencing new things in your heart that you never experienced before. That's God right there. When he starts depositing his heart's desires in you, that means you have to start walking it out, because he trusts you with his kingdom to birth it onto this earth. And so our society right now, there's so much confusion in church, even and outside, especially there is so much confusion. When it comes to Jesus, he has compassion towards people that do not have shepherds. So if you have an opportunity to love on people that are around you, I want to challenge you guys. I want to encourage you guys to step out of your comfort zones and truly let Jesus be manifested through you, because all of us are in so many different circles that all of us have opportunities on daily basis to manifest him in the smallest ways. Either bless somebody with finances, release a prayer, speak life into them, invite them to church, anything and everything. Like when you have God on the inside of you, Jesus, that's what he wants you to do, to be his witness and to disciple other people, to love on them. Speaking this, one of the things when I was prepping for this, one of the things that I realized that was kind of like mind-boggling was, in the 3 years that Jesus was on ministry, he did so much that in the Bible, it talks about if all the books were written, it probably the whole earth wouldn't be able to contain them, right? Like so much work that he has done in 3 years. After his resurrection, he could have easily stayed on this earth and brought the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Probably another decade and this earth would have been conquered by him. Because I mean, he's a creator. He knows how all things work, right? He could have just literally came down and make it happen by himself. Yet, he trusted his disciples that struggled, disciples that failed at times. He trusted them to build his kingdom on this earth. Sheesh, like if you're picking up on what I'm saying, it is good. What that means is that he trusts you with his kingdom. He trusts you with His Holy Spirit. He trusts you with every opportunity that He gives you Monday through Sunday on everything. Like, you're afraid to step out and to share about His name and the gospel and just love on people. You guys are missing out, because you're the ones that are going to be getting blessed through that experience. It's honestly and genuinely. You're going to be getting more blessed and more wrecked when you manifest the kingdom of heaven and His love on other people way more than the people are going to get blessed by you. So I really want to encourage that, because I feel like it is the time for us to start understanding different areas, because God has taken us somewhere a lot deeper and wider in this house. When it comes to everything I've been saying, if my words are resonating in your heart, say yes to Him. Make a covenant with Him to obey Him, to follow Him, and to do everything you can that is practical on a daily basis to follow Him. Because trusting Him, you don't know what's going to happen to you 5 years and 10 years down the line. But the smallest little decisions in the moment will set you up for success, literally, in His kingdom. That's how it works. All He's looking for is being obedient and being in the moment. That's all He's looking for, abiding in Him and being obedient. One of the things that I really want to highlight again is about losing your life. Do not be afraid to lose your life for His name's sake. If you are a Christian, like, don't waste your time, because He's calling you to be His disciple and His follower 100%. He wants you to be blessed. And that's why the standards of our God is so high, because He wants you to be in the right place under the shadow of His wings, that you're completely taken care of by Him. If you're in your control of your life, He's not controlling your life. Does that make sense? He wants to be in control of your life so you can be a vessel for His blessing and His love. This is super important. If you are a Christian, and I really want to give this call to everybody who can hear me. If you are a Christian and you've been with Jesus and you've truly been abiding in Him for more than a couple of years, listen to what He's saying into your heart right now and step out. He's always talking. But when we're so busy with our daily lives, we can't hear His voice. Like, listen to what He's saying to you, because He's always trying to bring you into your fullness of who you are as a person in Him. And a lot of us, we miss it because we're not hearing Him on a daily basis and we're not being obedient to Him. When it comes to the two commandments, one of the things that I was analyzing, when it comes to the two commandments that God gave, loving your father with everything that you are, with soul, mind, you guys know the two commandments, and loving your neighbor, for Jesus, they were never separate. They were never two commandments. It was always one. Yes, they are two, but they were always one. And this is pretty crazy, because from the first commandment, His second commandment overflowed automatically. So good. It is so good. It is so natural to us when we live in that. And so that being said, when it comes to religion, it's always two separate commandments. Always loving on people when it benefits you, right? Sheesh. And yet here I am trying to speak English. It's crazy. When it benefits you, right? Only for religion, the two commandments are two separate things. For Jesus, it was always one thing. And that being said, when you're abiding in Him and He's your vine and you're His branches, in order to bear fruit, like as we read, you have to completely be in Him, of one mind, of one heart, and yield it to heaven, like in alignment and balance with heaven, right? And releasing what's on His heart in a moment. Because when you're abiding in Him, He puts the desires of your heart. When He puts them there, start walking them out. It's not for you to put it on the shelf. It's for you to start walking it out, to see kingdom of heaven manifested in your life. Disciples being our example, the 12 men that struggled, Peter denying Jesus 3 times, that one's kind of bad. It's kind of bad, denying the Messiah 3 times. They screwed up. Yet these 12 men, because they knew Jesus, they stayed with him. They were completely surrendered all of their lives, took down all of their nets. They followed him. They flipped the whole earth upside down. Literally within a few years, Jerusalem was completely like a Christian nation. Like that whole place was believing in Messiah and Jesus. 12 disciples, it doesn't take a lot. It just takes few to literally, in alignment with heaven, obedient to Jesus, to start transforming places where you are in. So with me saying this, I'm going to be wrapping up. With me saying this, it's like you receive Jesus in your life, in your heart. Life on this earth is too short to live it out of your own strength and out of your own striving. You already know what to do because a lot of you are so mature. I want to call you and I want to like challenge you and invite you. Start discipling people and start pouring in things to the people around you, what already God has blessed you with. Like share how good Jesus has been for you and for your life. Because in that, there are so much more blessings that are hidden for you guys. Like it might be challenging, it might be hard to step out and to start talking about God, but when you start doing it and the flow of heaven starts going through you and the heaven starts manifesting, like when you open up the faucet and the rivers of light start flowing through you and the manifestations of kingdom starts happening through you, it's the most awesome thing you can experience, you can see, but in the midst of it, you're going to get blessed and you're going to give glory and please your Father. That's how simple it is. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. And so, this being said, I feel like we're in a place right now that it's going to require all of us. It's going to require all of us because we are at war right now. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but we are at war right now. And that being said, it's like, it's not about feeling uncomfortable. It's not about fearing and not stepping out. It's about you are a Christian and that's your mandate and that's your responsibility. God's heart burns for the lost. God's heart burns for the people that struggle, like literally we just read. He had compassion. God has compassion on the people that are without a shepherd. People that are confused, people that are helpless, people that are lost. His heart hurts for that. If you see those people around you, love on them. Because the 2 commandments, that's for you. Like that's us. That's who we are. We abide in him and I feel like we got that right. But like the next step is loving on our neighbor, loving on our people with everything that God has given us. Because it's his and he wants to manifest himself through you on this earth. I'm not sure how long that's been, but I think I'm done.